representing Reading, we hop, skip and jump down to Parkstone in Poole, and we say good morning to my Auntie Joyce. Good morning, Auntie Joyce.
Oh, good morning to you.
How are you?
I'm fine, thank you.
Excellent stuff. Auntie Joyce, yes. How excited are you about Reading and Reading in the Championship playoff final?
Well, I'm keeping quiet, but I've got my fingers crossed, my toes and all.
Really? Do you think they can do it, Auntie Joyce?
Well, I hope so. They've done it before, but I don't want to be kind to the other team.
Oh,
I don't want to be unkind to the other team.
Oh, that's fair enough. See, that's because you're a lovely lady, Auntie Joyce, that you don't want to be...
Well, you are
absolutely right. Now, you lived in Reading for a lot of time, didn't you?
Oh, yes. All my early life.
What was it like to live in Reading at that time?
A little country town. Now it's a dormitory to London. Because it only takes sort of 35-40 minutes to get to London.
Yeah.
All the little places in between, they're all part of one big place now.
Yeah. But was it a nice place to live, Reading?
Oh, it was lovely. Lovely. I don't know about today. But can I just say, I'm thinking about Manchester and all the trouble you've got up there, and I can't help thinking about all those lovely ladies and men that got were hurt.
Yeah, it was awful, wasn't it, Auntie Joyce, what's happened?
I send thoughts that we do think about them everywhere.
Oh, bless you, Auntie Joyce, bless you. Let's just get the thoughts of Andy's with us as well, our Huddersfield Town fan. Andy, Auntie Joyce doesn't want to be too unkind to Huddersfield Town. How does the Huddersfield Town fan feel?
Well, the Huddersfield Town fan feels that he doesn't want to be too unkind to the little areas that have made up Reading and this dormitory town to London. But I really hope on Monday we're not too unkind, but I hope that it's those travelling north who are the happier ones. And Darren, it's going to be a really difficult match to call, this one. We were talking about it on the show yesterday, and these are two sides who you look at the squads and you think they're pretty much even. You look at the style of play that they have and they're pretty much even. You look at where they have been in the league through the season, and Huddersfield, maybe through large parts of it, have been the higher, but then Reading have then finished the higher. But we're both, I think, on negative goal difference, or at least... very low goal difference. So when you actually look at it, if you were completely neutral in this, you would not know how to call this game. It's going to be down to some key, one or two key moments, I think, on Monday.
It's going to be interesting who wants the ball. And I don't mean that, you know, sarcastically, because Auntie Joyce, Reading, they like to pass the ball a lot, don't they, under Yapstam?
No. As you say, I think it is very evenly matched, because when you've played here down this end of the place, it's always touch and go, isn't it?
Yeah,
it is.
Who's going to make it?
Yeah, Auntie Joyce, do you ever, you know, when you watch Reading on the TV?
Do I watch them?
Yeah, when you watch them on the telly, do you ever shout at the telly and just say "lump it forward" because they pass it too much?
Help everybody else as well.
They pass it too much. Get it forward. That's what I say.
I know. I should go out and somewhere where there's a lot of other people watching it down here. People from Reading.
Yeah.
And you know, sit with someone with other people so I can join in the atmosphere.
Are you going to be watching the match on Monday? Have you found out, Auntie Joyce, where are you going to be watching it?
Where will I be watching it?
Yeah.
I should go to one of the local club places, and watch it down there.
Oh, you're not going to get drunk, are you, and start misbehaving?
Oh, no, I'm not going to get drunk.
I'm going to say it.
But I shall get very upset if we don't win, really.
Yeah, I bet you will, actually, because they've been close to getting back over the last few years. You think they can do it this time, though?
Well, I'm not sure. It's strange. They've been top of the top, you know, about number three for weeks and weeks and weeks.
Yeah.
But I can't understand that, although we haven't got any very, very strong strikers. Is it strikers they give us the ball, but want the ball to get the goal?
Yeah.
think they've had to work on that in the last few weeks.
Yeah.
Yeah. I'm not too technical about it, but I do love them because they're Reading and because I just, you know, wish them well.
Well, we wish you well as well. Let's just drop to Andy because I know he's got to go and get his hair cut. Andy, even though you don't need a haircut, you had one like 2 weeks ago, Andy. What's your score prediction, Andy, for Monday? What are you going to go for?
It's going to be tight. I've got a feeling we're going to go to additional time. I think the Huddersfield keeper is probably going to be the man of the match, and we will win in that additional time 1-0. That's my prediction.
1-0 in extra time.
What I hope is we don't have to keep on and play until you do the goal bit in the end.
Oh, the penalties.
Extra half hour.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. Those
I hope not. I don't like that. I don't think that's fair. Not on my part, but I just don't like it at all.
No, it's a harsh way to lose, isn't it? It's exciting if you win, aren't you, Joyce? But pretty harsh if you lose via the penalties.
Yeah. Well, I don't think it's... Where they've been fighting so hard all through the evening, I think it's hard when it comes to just... kicking the ball into the goal in the last bit because some people are so much better at it than others.
And Auntie Joyce, what would be... Andy reckons 1-0. What would you think for a score prediction? What would you go for?
I should think it'd be about the same. Yeah. One or the other of us.
1-0. 1-0 to Reading, I'm thinking.
And we nearly always get a goal in the last 10 minutes of the game. I don't know why.
Andy, I'm going to let you go and get your hair cut now. Thank you very much for joining us, and we'll see you a little bit later on.
Thank you, guys in the studio, and lovely to speak to you, Auntie Joyce, and good luck for Monday.
Yeah, good luck to you as well.
And Auntie Joyce, thank you so much for spending a bit of time with us this morning. What are your plans for the rest of the day? What are you doing?
I'm going out to lunch with another auntie.
Oh, with Auntie Cora?
Yeah.
Oh, very nice. Whereabouts are you going?
We're going along to Westbourne, and there's a lovely fish restaurant there, and we're going to go in there and have a meal.
Oh, Chez Fred. You going to Chez Fred?
Adam?
You going to Chez Fred?
That's right.
Oh,
Chez Fred.
Lovely. Yes. Very nice fish and chip shop.
Am I still on the line or just talking to you?
No, you're still on the radio. You're still on the radio.
Yeah, got to be careful
what I say. I'm going to let you go, Auntie Joyce. Thank you so much for your time this morning.
Okay, my dear. And thank you ever so much.
No, thank you.
Can you send a little wish for me as well?
No,
I can't expect you to support my side of the things, but...
No, it was great to chat to you, Auntie Joyce. Thank you so much. You take care.
I'm going to see if I can get your telephone number off of your dad, and I'll ring you back later tonight.
Okay, no worries. I'll give you a call later on. Don't worry. I'll give you a call later.
Okay.
All right. You take care. Love you lots.
Thank everybody, and good luck to everyone.
Lovely.
Well done.
Take care, Auntie Joyce. Bye. Love you.
Love you too.
Bye.